You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following on from our chat with Simon Court, Thursday Wire host Caden spoke to Margaret Mutu, a Māori studies professor at the University of Auckland, who has a PhD in linguistics, about Education Minister Erica Stanford's announcement that the early reading book at the Marae from the Ready to Read Phonics Plus series will be canned. The ministry told RNZ that At the Marae, unlike other books in the series, uses six kupu Māori, which could result in challenges for young learners. However, officials have advised the ministry that there was limited research regarding the effect kupu Māori had in early reading books. Caden spoke to Mutu about this and the positives of raising tamariki with both English and Te Reo Māori. Here is that interview.
The government claims that young children will be confused with these books having both English and Te Reo Māori. What are we seeing with children who have learnt both languages from a young age?
There is no question that a child who learns more than one language when they are very young has a distinct advantage in that they are able to access not only two languages but two cultures, two ways of thinking, especially when the languages are not related to each other. So before the age of seven is when children can absorb just massive amounts of information, and it's no problem. They can deal with it easily. They can hear, things don't become odd to them. They understand what it is they're hearing. But the main thing is that in this country, we speak a dialect of English called New Zealand English. It's well recognised. And it is full of Māori words. So if a child gets to school and hears a version of the dialect that is not the version that he's heard of, I would have thought that would be rather confusing between what the child hears at school and what they hear as soon as they walk out the school gates.
Does this move breach Te Tiriti or Waitangi at all?
Yes, of course it does. So Te Tiriti or Waitangi, its purpose was to invite Pākehā to come and stay in this country, provided they abided by the law of this country, which is tikanga. So it's a Māori country that they're coming into. They're very welcome. We'll look after them. That's what the treaty said. Pākehās were welcome to come here, but the Queen of England had to keep control of them. So Pākehā were always coming into our Māori country, and where the language of the country is Māori. And every person who comes into this country has an absolute right to learn Te Reo Māori. They're actually, the way the governments, all governments, have acted in the past is to deny people coming into this country, Pākehā in particular, their human right to be able to speak the Māori language. So, and that is what Te Tiriti made sure of, that this was a Māori country that had invited Pākehā to come and live here in peace and friendship. And of course, in order to have that peace and friendship, you've got to speak each other's languages. So it's a definite breach of the treaty when you try to pretend that Māori doesn't exist in this country.
Does this mean there could be a particular impact of this decision on Māori tamariki?
Oh, yes, because what this says to tamariki Māori is that when you go into a school, you go into something that's not like your world, so you're not going to hear the sorts of words that you hear at home all the time, that you hear around you all the time, and actually that all children hear around them all the time. But for Māori children, that's actually our world. That's our Māori world. And it sends a very strong message to Māori children that your world is not acceptable within the school system. I would have thought that was highly illegal to exclude children like that. But this is the effect of pretending that New Zealand English has no Māori in it whatsoever, and then targeting only the Māori words in there. I mean, there are a huge number of borrowed words from other languages in the English language, but they only target the Māori words to take them out of it. That will return our children to what I remember when I was at school many, many years ago now, that anything Māori was not really acceptable, and if you were Māori, you were dumb. And that is definitely not acceptable these days.
Based on this, would you expect the government to also ban other early reading books engaging with other languages besides English, thinking Spanish or French, for example?
No, because this government is a strongly anti-Māori government. And that, of course, comes from the very deeply embedded doctrine of discovery that manifests itself in white supremacy and in racism. So white supremacy arises from a doctrine that says that people who come from Europe and are Christian are inherently superior to all other human beings on the face of the earth, and that they have an absolute right to go into the countries of non-white, non-Christians, either exterminate the people or enslave them, remove all of their resources, and then completely take over the country as if it is their own. And that was something that grew out of the Vatican in the 1500s and has been developed and embedded in Pākehā society, but strongly resisted by a lot of Pākehā who will not abide by that sort of treatment. But it is the basis of the racism that is in this country. So they will never ban anything that comes from Europe that is white and Christian. That must be allowed because that is the white supremacist dogma that must include white people and their culture. They will, of course, if they could, ban words from non-white, non-Christian languages like our Pacific languages, like our Asian languages and that sort of thing. Yes, they'll exclude those. That's the nature of racism, that white supremacy that excludes non-whites.
In light of this particular decision, but also the broader context, what are some of the changes you would like to see in the country's education system?
Oh, one of the things that I would really like this country to do is to ensure that every person who grows up that lives here is able to speak both English and Māori. And that should not be a problem. The only thing that is holding us back is that horrible doctrine of discovery and white supremacy. If we could just get rid of that and be a bilingual nation, you would find that we could operate so much more effectively, so much more flexibly, with so much greater intellectual capability that comes with being multilingual. This is something that is understood pretty much across the world, except in the very few countries that are monolingual, and that does include the Anglosphere, that's Britain, to a lesser extent, but Australia, Canada, New Zealand and the United States. That monolingualism has held back those countries for a long time. We need to get past that, and it's always my hope that we will become a bilingual country and that English, learning English and Māori in our schools is compulsory both ways.
That was the University of Auckland's Margaret Mutu on At the Marae being canned for early readers due to the book series having too much Te Reo Māori. We'll be right back. Text in 5395 with any of your thoughts on these pieces.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.